Good afternoon.
So, Brock, have you picked up a Sports Illustrated yet?
I haven't. Picked up our game plan for the week, though.
What's family saying about you being the cover boy?
You know, everybody was pretty excited. But, you know, I think the biggest thing just to remind myself is, you know, there's no way I'm getting on that cover if it's not for all those other guys that are out there fighting on Sunday as well. So, to me, that's a team-earned cover, and I wish all of us could be on there.
None of your family brought up the SI Jinx to you, did they?
No, they did not. What's the SI Jinx?
No.
All right, there we go.
There's no Jinx.
They've given you freedom in this offense to make audibles, to make checks. I guess, is that not surprise you, given the way camp played out, that you knew when you went in you were going to be the quarterback, not kind of on puppet strings to...
Well, you know, Coach Kubiak, obviously, you know, he played the position for a very long time. So I think he understands, you know, what it's like to be out there on that field, see something, feel something, and just kind of naturally want to react to it. And so, you know, he's been great as far as, you know, allowing me to just believe in what I see and play football. So I really appreciate that, you know, because it really allows me to go out there with some freedom and just kind of feel the game and just kind of play and do what comes natural.
Brock, the last two games, I don't know if you saw the TV, but Fouts and Collinsworth said something about how the point of the ball when you pass is down. Is that because you're tall, or do you know if anybody ever told you about that? Or?
No, and I have not seen the TV copies, so I did not know that. You know, my throwing motion is my throwing motion. You know, it's been like this ever since I first picked up a football, and I really haven't thought about it. Obviously, you know, you try to keep your mechanics clean throughout the season, and that's why you guys see me out here doing extra passes after practice and things like that. But, you know, I didn't know the tip of my ball went down. I just kind of do what comes natural to me.
Brock, in a couple of games on TV, we've heard you yell Omaha. Is that a tribute to Peyton, or is that?
I wish I could say it's a tribute because it'd be a great one. But that's just that's how our offense works. It's a word within our offense. You know, if Trevor or Christian were out there, you'd be hearing them say Omaha as well.
Are you all right to play in warm weather? It's going to be like 77 in San Diego, and you've been good in the cold.
You know, I know this football team will play anywhere, anytime, no matter what the weather is. So just to, you know, go to a place like San Diego, get a little change up in the weather, it'll be nice. But, you know, those are the things that we really don't concern ourselves with during the week. You know, we focus on the game plan, we focus on the opponent, and, you know, the weather's always something that we can't control.
Brock, Gary talked about the letdown after the Packers game, you know, after a big win against the Patriots. It's facing a team that's struggling these days in San Diego. I mean, how do you avoid a letdown here?
I think it starts in practice. You know, I believe if you practice really well on Wednesday and Thursday, you start fast in practice, it'll carry over to the game on Sunday. And one thing I do know, I know our football team came out here. We prepared well today. We practiced well today because we know we have a great challenge in the Chargers on Sunday. You know, obviously they have a losing record, but, you know, they've battled in every single football game they've been in. They have a ton of talented players. They have a great staff, and we're expecting a great game out of them.
What did you learn from Mike McCoy when he was here working with you back in 2012?
Well, first off, Mike's a tremendous football coach, and, you know, it was a privilege to be able to be coached by him for one season. Obviously, it was very short, but it was a great year that we had together. Mike really helped me learn how to prepare, you know, and how to prepare on a weekly basis and how to study a game plan and be prepared for the game on Sunday.
Brock, the way the offense is going, everybody's starting to wonder if you're the quarterback from here on out. Do you view this as anything more than a temporary gig anymore?
You know, I'm really not focused with how long am I going to be the starter? Am I the starter? Am I not the starter? All I know is I'm the starter this week versus the Chargers. That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on, you know, our game plan, being a good teammate, and doing whatever I can while playing quarterback to get a win this Sunday.
Brock, the sacks have been an issue for you, but it seems like you have your head up and you're still kind of surveying the field. Is it because you're so tall you're not really so worried about being hit? Or, I mean, how do you keep so calm, especially with the limited action you've seen in the NFL?
Well, you know, I just believe that if you're going to make throws downfield, if you're going to make reads downfield, if you're going to work through your progressions 1, 2, 3 to 4, your eyes have to be downfield. And, you know, hits are part of the game. Sacks are part of the game. Obviously, I need to eliminate the sacks in the red area. You know, I knocked us out of field goal range by taking that sack on third down last week. And that's something that I will learn from. But, you know, hits are just part of the game. I don't worry about that. You know, everybody gets hit. My job is to go through my progression and find the open guy.
Rock, to follow up on what Arnie said, there are reports out there, I don't know if you're aware, that the Broncos are telling people that this is your job from here on out, even if he's healthy. Have the Broncos said that to you?
We have not had any conversation like that. Like I just said, all I know is I'm the starter this week for San Diego. That's what I'm focused on. And when next week comes, you know, we'll look at next week.
Brock, you and Philip Rivers shared an offensive coordinator in college. What's the connection like between you and
him? We did. We both had Noel Mazzoni. I was fortunate to have him for 2 years. I believe Philip only had him for his senior year at NC State. And because of that, and actually Philip and I, we have the same agent as well. So because of all those connections, when I was preparing for the pre-draft process and getting ready for draft day, I was going out to UCLA a lot to work out because that's where Noel Mazzoni is the offensive coordinator right now. And Philip was nice enough to come up to UCLA. We threw a couple days together. We watched some film and, you know, we kind of formed a great bond and a great relationship over that course of time, but he's been nothing but great to me, and you know, I have tremendous respect for everything that he's done in this league.
Noel's had some success with quarterbacks at Riverside, a little bit unorthodox delivery. How much did he kind of help you as far as making the most out of your throwing style?
Well, you know, one thing Coach never really did was worry about the throwing motion. He was more worried about getting completions and touchdowns. In college, you're very limited on your practice time. So sometimes, unfortunately, individual time gets cut down a little bit. But I can promise you one thing. When I was at ASU, we watched a lot of NC State film because Philip ran that offense very well.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but a couple of times you've thrown it little Philip Rivers like sidearm in some of these games, haven't you? Is that
it's just something that comes natural. Mm-hmm. You know, I would like to throw the ball with my elbow high every time. I think I'm a little more accurate the higher my elbow is, but sometimes I think you just have to be a football player and do what comes natural.
Have you seen Peyton since Sunday? Has he said anything to you about the win?
You know, I have seen Peyton, and you know, Peyton was one of the most excited people in the locker room after the game on Sunday. You know, he was ecstatic for the team, and you know, that's just, it's just a testament to the character that Peyton has. You know, he's the ultimate teammate. You know, he's a great friend to so many guys on this team, and you know, he's supporting everybody along the way.
Thank you.